Have you had a boss who's prone to getting mad? Well, it seems Seattle City Council members see that in their boss. Text messages obtained by the Seattle Times show a heated exchange between Mayor Ed Murray and Councilmember Sally Bagshaw. At one point, Murray asks Bagshaw to call him and promises he won't yell. Josh Feit is politics editor at Seattle Met magazine, where he writes the local politics blog, Publicola. I asked him what Murray and Bagshaw were texting about.
The city council basically wanted to make sure that the mayor wasn't doing these dramatic sweeps of the jungle, the homeless encampment in southeast Seattle by I-5, and wanted to make sure that he was doing reach out. People were getting services, and Murray kind of cringed at that limitation, the way that they were framing it, that he was doing sweeps. He hates that term. And so he was basically, he texted Councilmember Bagshaw, who was the sponsor of this resolution, and what looks like from these text messages, threatened her.
Well, he said, quote, "I will, if you do a resolution on homelessness, et cetera, I will stop all cleanups through the city," which I took as a reference to cleaning up homeless encampments, I don't know, "and pull police off enforcement." So you think he meant?
I don't know what he meant. And I would agree with your assessment that it sounds like, what it sounds like he's saying, and he's done this before. He folds his hands to his chest and he says, "Oh yeah, okay then." And he kind of threatens you with doing what you're accusing him of doing. And, you know, "If you really think I'm such a meanie, I'm going to show you a meanie," which looks to me like your typical Murray temper tantrum when he faces criticism.
Well, I think what the listener basically wants to know is, should I be concerned that my mayor is a hothead, or is this just good politics and we got a glimpse into it?
That's right. The irony here is that when Murray was a candidate, he ran against the previous mayor on a style issue. He said, "This guy's a bully. He makes a fight out of everything, and I'm going to get stuff done." Now, ironically, you see, there's this hothead issue with Mayor Murray himself. But the litmus test comes on, is he getting stuff done? Is it bleeding into his performance? I would argue that it's not. Look at the list of the guy's accomplishments.
Well, right? Can we start with what the outcome of this text exchange? I mean, eventually, he and the council got together, didn't they?
That's right. And so I would say you're quite right. Look, Sally Bagshaw kind of ends and defuses this somewhat explosive story. I'm using air quotes because they agreed on a policy. They passed a resolution and she cheered Mayor Murray. So that to me doesn't sound like it's bleeding over into, if you want to apply metrics to what he's getting done, it's not bleeding over into his performance.
Yeah, well, you have followed his performance. I wonder what you make of his relationship with the city council and whether this little exchange affects that one way or the other.
Well, you know, I would say with the exception of a recent high-profile loss on the Sonic Stadium, where I also think he was doing some bullying behind the scenes, you look at what he's gotten done with this council, right? The $15 minimum wage, the affordable housing grand bargain where he got developers to pay for expanding space, the preschool levy, the rideshare agreement that he got the council to sign off on between taxi cabs and rideshare companies. And he's teaming up with the council on every one of these measures and policies. So again, my assessment is hothead, bully, whatever, it's not affecting his work. I would say there's a major thing to flag, and that is it affecting his staff? And you have seen he seems to have higher turnover than usual. Two of his closest allies were his successive communications directors, and they both left. He lost two top communications directors in his first 2 years in office.
Do you think when he was sending those texts, he was thinking about how texts are publicly available?
Look, this is a guy who, speaking of his communications director, had to be peeled off of going on Facebook at 3 a.m, had to be told to not give his cell phone number out to reporters. This is a guy that clearly has an anger management problem or he's childish or juvenile. I don't know. But no, I don't think he was thinking about that. Obviously, he doesn't think about that. He hits send. He hits post. He picks up that phone, and I don't think he thinks about it. And I think that's a challenge, and I think that's why you see two communications directors leaving.
Finally, Josh Feit, what have you learned about Seattle politics from looking at this exchange? Because we talk about, are we process-y? Now it's, are we hot-heady? What are politics like today in this city?
You know, I think we've known Mayor Murray as a hothead for years.
Going back to the legislature?
Going back to the state legislature, right? He's defensive. And in fact, I did a big story on the $15 minimum wage campaign. The lead of my story was Mayor Murray throwing the door open and cursing out the players in the room and saying, "You're effing me," you know?
I remember that story.
And what happened 2 weeks later?
Done.
Done deal. Now, cause and effect? I don't think so. I don't know or not know. I don't know if it's – I don't think it's his temper tantrums that are getting things done. But I think what people are missing is he seems to be getting stuff done.
Do you think this would be a non-story in another comparable city?
You know, I mean, I think an argument with a council member over texts, over them challenging you, I think it happens.
It wasn't insults and personal threats.
I didn't see him cursing her out and calling her names. I mean, you know, what you do see in this city is, you know, 3 weeks ago when the five female council members voted against the stadium, is they got attacked by the public with horrible name calling. So all of a sudden we're angry at the mayor.
Gas.
You know, come on, people.
Come on, people. That's Josh Feit, politics editor at Seattle Met Magazine, who writes the local politics blog Publicola, giving his opinion of some text messages exchanged between Seattle's mayor and a city council member.